good Sunday morning to you from KC1021 and 94.1 KFKF. I'm Brian Truda from The Show with Jen and Truda, and this is another edition of KC Close Up. Happy Labor Day weekend right off the top to you, whether you have tomorrow off or you're spending the weekend with your normal business routine. It's the last bastion of summer, turns over into a busy fall season with a lot of events and a lot of attractions getting fired up for the autumn, and we're going to talk about them all right here on KC Close Up. In fact, we've got a great half hour of programming coming your way starting now. We're going to begin talking with Jeff Nuss. Jeff owns multiple businesses throughout the Kansas City area and is focused on three major events coming up in the next month or so out in Bonner Springs. A timber challenge for those who want to challenge and push their bodies to the limit, running under logs and through buses and over trails. He also has Zip KC, a business which will send you flying high above the treetops of Bonner Springs. And then also a great cause, the Warriors Run. I ended up teaming up with Wade Davis from the Kansas City Royals and some of the Royals' wives to benefit soldiers and veterans suffering from PTSD. And finally, Jeff's other business, which is getting fired up for the Halloween season, is the Exile Trail of Terror in Bonner Springs as well. We'll talk to him about all of those events in the next few minutes. Plus, a big Kansas City landmark celebrates a birthday this weekend. We'll say happy birthday to the Kauffman Center, find out what's been in store for them over the past 5 years, and also what is to come for this amazing Kansas City landmark. Please sit back and enjoy the next half hour of programming, finding out something new about your town on Close Up Kansas City. Well, whether you like spending your time above the treetops on a zip line or perhaps traipsing through the woods on either a timber challenge or scaring your pants off, this guy kind of does it all. And I've known him for quite some time, so it's always good to see Jeff Nuss in studio with Jen and Truda this morning. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm awesome.
You're busy.
I'm busy. Yeah, I'm a little busy. I'm a little worn out. Probably stinky.
You're almost too busy to be here with us, but you've made time, and that's cool.
I always make time for you.
So I appreciate it. All right, so where do we start? We start at Zip KC. How about that? You're building some great stuff.
Yeah, well, we've been open for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And long story short, we're growing. A lot of people don't know that we're even there.
Right.
So we've kind of upped our game a little bit this year and getting a little more impact. But we have 150 acres, nine lines over,
wow,
over a mile of zip lines. So tours can last anywhere on some of our half tours, hour and a half, full tours, 3 hours or more. Reaches speeds of 55, 60 miles an hour, depending on your size and aerodynamics.
But and this is all over in Bonner.
I would drop like a rock there.
This is in Bonner Springs, right?
Yeah. Just off of, if you take 32 West, off of K7, through Bonner Springs, we're just up in the bluffs overlooking the Kansas River. And
awesome.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Man, I went to Camp Nash all throughout my childhood up there.
Sure.
From our main tower, we can actually see over the bluffs and actually see those silos over by.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
on the main tower, you can actually look out, you can see Lawrence all the way to Kansas City.
It is quite a place.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens now? Are the lines, are your towers like connected in a way people go from one to the other line, or how's it work?
Right. So we have two separate kind of tours, if you will.
Okay.
We have the hike and zip, which is you go bluff to bluff. So you leave the ground, fly through the air, come back to the ground.
Okay.
So for the faint of heart, if you will, it's a good learning experience.
Right.
You know, it kind of gets your feet wet.
It's kind of the gin course.
Yeah,
right,
please.
Right. You know, and then we kind of build your confidence and then put you up on the tower. And at that point, like I said, I mean, you're in an 80-foot tower, so you can end up on a bluff. So you can see it pretty, you're up there. and then your feet don't touch the ground until you get back home. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. At 55 miles an hour.
The first line. Yeah. You'll get going. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That sounds so awesome.
It is.
I would love it if I actually did it. It sounds scary, but I would try it and then I would love it.
And you should, I mean, if you go out there, I think two people in 3 years have been like, no way, I'm not doing this. Everybody else comes off smiling and happy and giggling.
Right.
And you know, it never gets old for us out at the course. You
sure
hear that zoo through the trees, you know, and the laughter and the you know, the cackling through the forest. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. I would want to give it like a Tarzan yell, you know.
Sure. Just,
oh, yeah. The guides will give you some of that, too. Yeah, so the guides, I mean, I can't say enough about our guides. I mean, they're entertaining because, you know, you're only on the lines for a certain amount of time. So a lot of the interaction is with the guides. And let me tell you, they're true entertainers, to say the least.
All right, so it begs the question in some people's mind. Of course, there is always the thought about safety.
Yeah.
And for you guys, that is your utmost priority, and that's absolutely, you're not going to have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I mean, we say it, you know, many, many times. The most dangerous thing you'll do is drive there.
Yeah.
And once you're there, I mean, you're as safe can be. I mean, right. Everything is torqued, tensioned, trained, tested. I mean, everybody, and that goes through daily, monthly, yearly. I mean, everything is
right.
Certified and triple redundant safety measures, and it's literally one of the safest things you could possibly do.
Are there age, height, weight, those type of requirements?
We're 70 pounds minimum to about 270, 280 on the upper end. Otherwise, you get into those safety issues.
Sure.
And the little ones just don't make it across the line.
Right,
and
right.
Get out there and get them, which is always fun. You're like, hold on, guys. I need to roll out, you know, 300 feet onto this line and drag somebody back. So, yeah. So we found the little sweet spot, if you will.
That's good. Right. Height or anything? Is there no?
Once you're harnessed in, you're good. So, right. I mean, we've had the petite little girls that are 100 pounds and, you know, up to like me. You know, I'm 6'5".
Big dude. So you have multiple locations now, or what's the deal there?
Well, we're expanding. Yeah. It's kind of, it's a little bit secretive at this point
until
we get things, but.
But you can tell us. No one's listening.
Yeah, you don't.
Right. I will say that there are plans active right now to build the largest aerial park in the nation.
Wow.
It'll be
awesome.
It'll be a bar setter, if you will. We'll change the game.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's a good tease.
Right here in KC.
Right here in Kansas City. That's great. But, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff is building up here, and it's becoming so popular. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is a really good place to do it with all the young crowd that's coming up and everybody mm-hmm. who's interested in just getting out in the city and doing stuff.
Right. Yeah, you know, the zipline industry as a whole is growing huge. But Kansas City, just they're trending so quickly.
Just fell in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only the adventure style stuff, but it's just, I mean, everything from all the way to the gastro pubs all the way up to our, you know, like our zipline park.
Yeah, yeah.
Kansas City's just kind of embraced that active mentality over the last, you know, 5-6 years, and it shows.
Right.
It's great. Yeah.
So out at your Bonner location, mm-hmm. besides the zipline, you have all kinds of other stuff, and especially this time of year, this is awesome.
Yeah, we're as Truda said, a little busy these days.
A little bit.
Yeah, so the goal for us is to make an adventure park, not just a zipline park. So we hold 6 obstacle course / mud runs a year. We do 2 for kids and families called the Family Timber Challenge. Then we do an all women's run called the Wild Women's Timber Challenge.
There you go, Jen.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then you do the regular Timber Challenge. And then we have our big one October 1st, which is we've actually combined with Conquer the Gauntlet. So it'll be the Extreme Timber Challenge / Conquer the Gauntlet Mega OCR. So it'll be a 10K, 65 obstacles.
Holy cow.
Incredible race. It'll be one of the most premier events in the nation as far as obstacle course racing. And
what are the obstacles? What are you doing? Pushing tires, jumping over buses? What are you doing?
Yeah, literally.
I've seen his pictures on Facebook of him prepping the course.
Yeah. Last week, I dropped another bus down a hill. So, yes, one of the obstacles and one of our favorite obstacles is we literally took a school bus and threw it down a hill. So you come in the front door, climb up the seats, and then out the emergency exit.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. But not only that, but with the landscape, and it kind of rocks and rolls in there.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It gives you crazy vertigo. Yeah, that's one of our favorite ones. And then, I mean, it's everything from monkey bars to mud pits to water slides. We have
going under trees and logs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's nuts. So we also have handheld zip lines. I mean, we're a zip park, so so there's 200-foot zip lines over a pond, so if you fall...
Right.
You're wet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what everybody kind of wants out there anyway.
Sure.
They want to come out muddy and tore up and,
oh, sure.
And everything like
it's
that.
It's a badge of honor.
It really is. And the medal is a badge of honor.
Yeah.
So
nice.
You get a nice little parting gift.
When you do that, how long is the course?
So we do the shorter runs, obviously, for the kids.
Right.
About a mile or so. And then all the way up to, we do, most of them are 5K.
Okay.
And then the Extreme Timber Challenge is a 10K. Mm-hmm. That will have an option. We're still mapping it out for a 6K kind of sissy route.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think 6K is sissy route.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I have to kind of dig every once in a while.
Yeah,
I encourage
yeah.
people because, you know, this will be the first race that we actually are going to time because we have a lot of competitors that are competing on the national level.
Okay.
So they're actually going to the World Championships, and this goes toward their par, if you will, to get into those things. But the reason it's called the Timber Challenge is because it is a challenge. It's a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite things aren't the guys that are running four times in a row and do it in 10 seconds. You know, it's the lady that comes out 2 years ago that was 380 pounds. She did the Extreme Timber Challenge, and it took her 3.5 hours to do it.
Yeah.
But she did it.
Right.
You know, and she, this sense of accomplishment and
right.
her friends and to see that power of empowerment, if you know, and that's what makes it satisfying.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
From our standpoint. And then she's come back a couple of years now and she's lost 140 pounds and
oh, awesome.
We started that journey for her because
mm-hmm.
she literally applied something that she didn't think she could do into something and completed it. So now she feels like she can accomplish anything.
Yeah.
You know, so those are the great things about it.
So you can zip line, you can scale a bus, and now, mm-hmm. just in time for Halloween, you have the haunted trip.
Just yes. your pants off.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this 150 acres, I mean, what's more creepy than being in the woods at night?
Right.
You know? So
I just think, ch-ch-ch.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be creepy. I was chatting with you guys earlier about it. I'm out there every day. And when I'm out there at night, it's uncomfortable.
Here's what, the entire reason this radio interview happened is because on Facebook, I see a picture of Jeff with a trailer full of mannequins in the woods. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
You
got to come in
there
and talk to us about this.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things is, I don't want to give away too much.
No,
you know,
because
the element of surprise,
right.
You have to, you know, but,
right.
But yes, there is a grove of mannequins. and there will be, amongst other things, in that little area, but
just seeing how they're used, that's going to be all the surprise enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've posted a couple pictures,
and
if you go to exiledkc.com, I'm sure pictures will be floating around and, you know, promo reels and all that fun stuff. But this is the fun part for us, is the entertainment value of what we do at this area in Bonner is what can we do to bring you back to nature on multiple levels?
Right.
Right. So you're ziplining, super fun, ha-ha, great, good time. Then we have you physically exerting yourself and killing yourself.
Yeah.
And now we're bringing you truly to an intimate level into the woods and the psychology of it. You know, it isn't just going through a warehouse and it's dark and somebody chases you with a chainsaw. It's loud. It's, you know, it's creepy or whatever. This is a true psychological, mental, it's creepy, you know,
right.
it's hard to really define until you have that sensation. You know, obviously the gags and the props and the, you know, the actors and things like that will bring it true to life and more believable. But I mean, when you're on a dark path and there's nobody around for 1,000 yards.
And if you hit the perfect weather where it's kind of misty and
mm-hmm.
just a little bit mm-hmm. creepy and cool,
oh, yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be, it's going to be interesting. You know, those full moon nights
right.
that are just just that weird, like, you know, it's
the glow that the woods yeah. take on.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing that just the rustle of the wind going through the trees at night is super creepy.
Yeah. It's yeah. And it's actually, you have a pretty long course. I mean, compared to other places where you might go, this is actually a pretty good time.
Yeah, I mean, we try to bring the value along with it. So the course we're estimating will take, it'll be about a mile, which
okay.
truly you won't feel like you're walking around a track for a mile.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You won't notice it's a mile. What you will notice is that for your money, you're going to be out there for an hour, maybe longer,
right?
Which is nice because, you know, there's a lot of places that you come in, you pay your money, and you're in and out of there in 15, 20 minutes, you know, and it's
sure.
like, well, now what? Now what yeah. do we do? This will actually be a true destination, and we're going to be with the Bonner Springs area. You have Third Street Asylum, you have Exiled, so you have a couple okay. different places that you can have a haunted type night. So
nice.
Yeah, it'll be a good destination, good alternative to downtown.
And is the Haunted Trail open now through Halloween?
We are going to open, because of the race on October 1st,
okay.
we're going to open the next weekend. So we'll be open the last Thursday, Friday, Saturdays of October.
So what's the very next thing for you guys, date-wise? What's kind of the next big event that you're pointing to?
Well, we're doing a charity event
okay.
with Warriors Ascent. And Wade Davis is behind it, the Royals' Wives. So,
yeah.
So great. Great charity. Warriors Ascent does PTSD rehab through physical activities, whether that be rock climbing or OCR races or CrossFit, whatever that may be.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, veterans and first responders are getting huge response out of it rather than just traditional clinical help. So we have partnered with them and the rock climbing gym ROKC up in North Kansas City, and we're doing a kind of a mini timber challenge, if you will.
Okay.
But it's yeah. called the Warriors Run. It's September 17th. So please go register, donate everything you can to support that. And that'll kind of give you a taste of what you would expect.
Of what's to come.
What's
huh?
to come. Right. And then immediately following October 1st is,
yeah.
you know, the Conquer the Gauntlet Extreme Timber Challenge mega OCR, right?
Well, you get two great events back to back then, and they didn't. You're right. I mean, for the veterans, that's a great cause.
Yeah, and we do that with all the Timber Challenge. We support everybody from each event has a charity component to it, from KC Pet Project to Cars for Heroes to
great.
Geez, we've done so many, you know, and all the money stays local, so. That's nice.
Perfect.
I like to keep that, so when we make yep. our donations, it doesn't just kind of go out into the world.
Sure. Right.
It actually impacts sure. people locally. So.
Yeah, benefits this community that you're pulling from.
Right. And I don't know if you've ever seen the giveaways for Cars for Heroes and stuff. I mean,
oh, it's amazing.
There's yeah. not a dry eye
oh,
in
my
the
gosh.
Place. And it's,
right?
it's awesome. Yeah. So we love seeing that.
So all the information, people can get it at zipkc.com?
Yep. Yep. You know, and that's kind of a link for the Zip. I mean, obviously, we're kind of three entities. We're working on a website that's kind of all consolidated.
You got to bring it all together,
yeah,
man.
This right, is... right. We're moving too fast.
You got
like,
stuff
hey,
everywhere.
Hey, do you got a second to build a website?
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hold on.
Right after I build this aerial park that's right. the biggest ever.
Right. Yeah, so you can either go to zipkc.com or kctimberchallenge.com or exiledkc.com. And that's kind of all the information.
September 17th is the Big Warriors Challenge, right?
Yep. The Warriors Run is September 17th, the Extreme Timber Challenge, October 1st, and then the weekend following through October, we'll have Exiled Trail of Terrors.
Nice,
yeah.
nice. And how late does the Zip Park run into the year?
We run year-round.
Okay.
So if you want to bundle up,
awesome.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and to be honest, like right now the fall is so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's the leaves change, the weather's nice, you
right.
know, kind of smell the Renaissance Festival blowing in. Yeah.
The scent of turkey legs.
Yeah, turkey legs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, we run literally year round.
Cool.
But call, make reservations. And,
okay.
You know, especially during that time of year because we may or may not be there unless somebody else makes us.
Yep.
Right. We like to take a little time off. Typically November,
There's
December.
No rest, man.
And then
no
that's
rest.
It.
You right. know that.
Yep. And then other than that, you know, with the Timber Challenge, fairly seasonal, spring through fall, we do a Yeti in January. Just kind of get off your butt,
okay,
and come out and run. So it's there's snow obstacles, ice obstacles, all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, so that'll be in January.
Yeah, you go ahead and take the lead on that one, Jen. I'll be right there behind you.
Yeah, uh-huh. We have been known to put up a 15-foot ice wall that you have to ascend and come over. Yeah, it literally weighed like 4,000 pounds of ice. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah.
See, I watch American Ninja Warrior. I'm practically, halfway there.
Right.
Because I watch it. Just because you watch it. All the time. Sure. Yeah.
All right, Jeff Nuss with Zip KC, Exile, The Warriors Run, Timber Challenge. Man, we appreciate you coming in and telling you all about everything that's going on.
I appreciate it.
You need a scorecard, so...
Yeah.
Get back to work, man.
I know, right? Well, the guys are building the zip line out for Tumbleweed Festival and Dance Festopia right now, and I'm just kind of like, it's nice and air-conditioned. Yeah. I'll just sit here and smile.
You get the good end of this job. I'll be the spokesperson, everybody. Handle your stuff.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, hey, man, good to see you, and hopefully we'll see you out at one of these parks pretty soon.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Just give me a shout.
Awesome. This weekend, a very special time for the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, one of the crown jewels in Kansas City, and we are so happy to be joined today by the president and CEO of Kauffman Center, and that would be Paul Schoeffer. Paul, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Brian.
Congratulations and happy birthday to the Kauffman Center.
Well, thank you. It's 5 years, and there is cause for celebration.
With this party, you really do pull together, and it really does seem to... be a little bit of analogy for what you guys do in everyday life. And that is you have, you know, the symphony and kind of the high arts there. You've got the local bands and the local music and DJs. Kauffman Center has made itself a showcase for arts of all kinds in this city. And that's really something for us to be proud of as citizens.
It is. You know, our mission is to provide diverse and extraordinary performing arts experiences for everyone in our community. And tonight showcases that in many ways, as we have various representatives from our three resident organizations, Kansas City Ballet, Lyric Opera of Kansas City, and the Kansas City Symphony, as well as several regional artists. We've partnered with Inc. Magazine to engage several artists from the community that performed at Middle of the Map. And of course, it's linking up with First Fridays in the Crossroads Arts District. So sure. It'll be a fun evening for everyone.
And with that, at least in my thinking, taking my daughter Addie down there, we'll park, we'll ride the streetcar around, we'll come check out the festivities. And it's got to be a great time for you that downtown has experienced this renaissance overall. And really, they've done a good job at increasing the experience for people to be downtown around Kauffman Center, too.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's truly a go-to destination right now. And the Kauffman Center, the whole downtown kind of renaissance from the last 5 to 10 years has made it a place where you will see families like you and your daughter coming on a Friday night, something that didn't happen 10 years ago.
Right, right. So at the five-year mark, at the five-year birthday, did you guys, you know, what was the thinking maybe a few years ago? Where did you feel like you were going to be at 5 years, and have you exceeded your expectations in that?
Yes. You know, I would quite frankly tell you we've exceeded our wildest expectations.
And that's good.
we have had, over the course of 5 years, over 2 million guests and visitors. Wow. We've averaged something in the range of 300 on-stage performances annually. So after our first year, almost everyone we talked to that had expertise in this area said, expect your performance levels and attendance levels to start to drop off immediately after the fanfare of the first
year. Oh, really?
Yeah. Last year was, in fact, our strongest year ever. More performances and stronger attendance levels than we've ever had. So we think the best is yet to come.
I think so. It's always great to prove the naysayers wrong, right?
It is great. It is great.
But seriously, on a good note, you know, as somebody who loves the things like the symphony and such like that, you know, everywhere you turn around, they are pushing the boundaries as far as performances they do, people that they bring in, names and talent that come here to Kansas City to perform. The ballet does the same thing. Every one of your, you know, anchor organizations, so to speak, has done that. And it's got to be an awfully proud thing for you guys because they just keep building on this success year after year.
It is. It's been fascinating to see how, led by our three resident organizations, the Symphony, Opera, and Ballet, we've really raised the bar on the quality of performing arts in Kansas City, and that's contagious, and it's impacted everyone in the community. And as we have seen, our community has embraced this and engaged with the arts like we've never before seen.
I love it that one of the first pieces we saw as Kansas Cityans was a New York Times article going, hey, look, something cool's happening in Kansas City here, you know, and then that kind of got the ball rolling. And to coincide with stuff like, you know, the Royals getting hot on the national stage and everything really was, the timing was really fortuitous for you guys, too.
It is. And you know, of course, we have a little bit of the same namesake as the Royals.
That's right. That's
and,
right. A little bit of a tie there. Yes.
It's been a tie and something that we've embraced because we are a community now that loves the major leagues. We love performing arts and we are excelling in all areas right now right. And everything in between.
Paul Schoffer is the president and CEO of Kauffman Center, joins us here on the show this morning. Okay, so at the five-year mark now, if you make a bold prediction, where would you guys like to be in the next 5 years, the next 10 years? What is your thought for the road ahead here?
Yeah, you know, I really do believe the best is yet to come. The trajectory of what we're seeing as far as the engagement of our community in the arts, it's all going up. And as I mentioned before, our mission is to provide performing arts experiences for everyone in our community. And the key word there that we're focusing on is everyone. So I think we're just going to see that much more emphasis on extraordinary experiences that include all aspects of our community. And I think we'll see a lot more that engages younger audiences as well. So in 10 years, I think we'll have much more to celebrate as well.
Are you guys surprised? You know, prior to this, somebody would have said, well, the symphony is for older people to enjoy and it's not really a young person's thing. But I see younger people, millennials, school age kids, my daughter's age, all getting involved with classical music, performing arts, dance, ballet.
Yeah. You know, the Kansas City Symphony's done a terrific job, and when you combine that with our other residents, as well as the UMKC Conservatory and
sure.
their move to downtown Kansas City, we're seeing youth become more engaged. And when the Symphony has an event like a happy hour performance, which they have several times a year, those are the types of events that are now calling out to our community that this is for everyone of all ages, including
right.
youth.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the great thing, too, is when you look at a manufactured pop world of commercial music and you compare that to the real talent that a symphony possesses, people know the difference. And even kids know the difference in that. And they say, oh, well, I can appreciate real talent. And that's a great thing to see, too.
Yes, that's a part of just the quality of not just the performers on stage, but at the Kauffman Center, it's certainly the venue itself with some of the greatest acoustics in the world right here in Kansas City, and that is brought out and showcased when organizations and individuals and artists perform at the Kauffman Center.
Absolutely. And we've grilled you long enough. I did want to ask you about the physical. You guys recently completed some more projects in there, did you?
Or we've had a few things that we've accomplished over the last 5 years. Certainly, we've done some modifications just like on our grand staircase coming in.
Okay,
and added
yeah.
some railing to help with the traffic flow. And within Helzberg Hall, we've modified what we call our choral loft seats. So they were benches previously, and we've transitioned them over this summer to the regular seating that we have everywhere, just
okay.
for the comfort of our patrons.
And I hear from friends that there is no better seat in the house, by the way. I've got friends that just love that.
It is a great way and a unique perspective to view live performances.
Well, Paul, we certainly appreciate it. Happy birthday to the Kauffman Center. Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and best wishes on the next 5, 10, 25 years.
Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate being here.
KC Close Up is a 2016 production of Steel City Media, 94.1 KFKF FM and 102.1 KCKC FM. Details about this program, the issues talked about it, and the people who appear on the show can be found at our business office, 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, Kansas City, Missouri, 64111. Or by calling our business line during office hours at 816-753-4000 or checking our Facebook pages and station websites. For Jen, it's Truda. Have a great rest of your Labor Day weekend. We will see you next Sunday on another edition of KC Close Up.